the big plays that's gone against. I think they're 9 of 20 yards or more in the passing game, that they're all correctable.
Definitely. I think they've all, each one of them has been something to do with technique or, you know, fundamental football. And that's, that's something that, you know, not everybody, you're striving for perfection, but that's just, you know, those things are going to happen. And you just got to try and eliminate them to the, you know, most we can. And, obviously they've happened, you know, more than we want them to. And so that's something that we got to, you know, take an emphasis on during the week is, focusing on those little details. And because once you do it in practice, then it becomes that much easier in the game.
How much patience does Coach Parker have with you with these mistakes?
He understands. He understands the game. He understands those things are going to happen. And, you know, it's just his job to try and get us to help us to learn to, you know, what we did wrong and what we can do better in the next game. And, you know, he understands the game fully and, knows that those things are going to happen. Now it's just his job to, you know, try to get them to eliminate them.
Well, I know he's not like the quietest guy, you know, and
sure.
He doesn't sit there and go, it's okay.
Yeah.
He tends to get a little quiet.
he has his ways of letting us know of, when we did something wrong. And, you know, that's just the way Coach Parker is. And, we've learned to, to understand that. And, we know what to expect out of him when we do something wrong. And that's just his style of coaching.
Who's probably more fiery, Coach Parker or, like, say, Fran McCaffrey?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know Coach McCaffrey, but, from what I've seen, I see a lot of similarities and, just the way they conduct themselves and, their facial expressions and things like that. But, that's what you want in a coach. That's what you want to see in because, they care and, they're just trying to make you better.
Thanks, Tanner.
Yep.
As a team, last time you guys were this big of a favorites in the game, you guys didn't exactly get the best start on what you guys were looking for. Just getting a quick start this week, something
definitely.
You guys are keen in on?
That's always when we're in Kinnick, that's something that we want that's what we focus on is, getting a fast start in Kinnick and trying to get on teams early. And that's something we've struggled with in the past. And that's something we've taken, a big focus on this year is, starting quick so we don't have to play catch up and things like that. And that's something we'll look at this week.
So what you've seen so far from Western Michigan as a secondary, what are you guys keying in on as far as?
It's just, eliminating the big plays. They got this quarterback's pretty experienced and, he's got a good arm and, they like to take deep shots and, double moves and stuff like that, which, teams have done on us the first 3 weeks and, things we've struggled with. So, we're going to have to be that much more in tune because, they've seen it on film. They've seen that, teams have taken shots on us. And so, we know that they're going to try and utilize that. And, that's just something we're going to have to be prepared for.
After the game, reports of an incident that took place with guys having stuff stolen.
How frustrating is that when you consider you just won a big game, you're trying
sure.
to celebrate, and you hear something like that? I don't know if you were one of the ones that it was impacted, but just knowing that you had teammates and coaches ahead.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. You never want anything like that to happen, but, it was something that was out of our control, really. And it just, I don't really, mm-hmm. it happened, and, we got to move on from it, and hopefully, the right people are on the doing the right things to get it taken care of, and it'll be resolved soon.
Now, just in light of that, the fact that you were able to get a victory and kind of get that weight off of
sure.
your shoulders, is that one of those things that just made the ride back a little bit more memorable?
Definitely, yeah. And anytime you get a big win over any week, really, it's just it makes the that night and that ride home that much more enjoyable. And
mm-hmm.
It's anytime you lose, it's it's obviously going to make the ride home not that much fun. But it was good. And especially me as a senior, for us to get that win, to get that last win, and it was an enjoyable ride home for me.